Acts chapter 13 and verse 1.
Come on.
Now there were in the church that was at Antioch certain prophets and teachers as Barnabas and Simeon that was called Niger.
It was never derogatory. Okay. But today, many, oh, I'm offended by that word. Shut up. Be quiet. Go back, Yuri.
Nigger, a Latin word, was formerly used by the Moors, the old Romans, to designate any black. Micah, the Moorishite.
Micah, the Moorishite. I want you to see that right there. Go ahead.
A prophet of the Moors.
He was called a prophet of the Moors. That's the prophet Micah, the Moorishite. Go ahead.
Prophesied in the days of Hezekiah, king of Judah, and spake to all the people of Judah, the Moors.
The Moors meaning the blacks. Go ahead.
Saying, thus saith the Lord of hosts, Zion shall be plowed like a field, and Jerusalem shall become heaps a forest.
Mm-hmm. Read that next part.
Micah showeth the wrath of God against Jacob for idolatry.
Let's read Micah 1 and 1. Get that first, Yuri. To show you the word more is in the Bible. Or Moorishite is in the Bible. Oh, yeah, that's the book right there. Put it on the screen. This is the book. Thank you. Read that, Yuri. I gotta read this.
The Story of Civilization, Caesar and Christ by Will Durant.
Let's go inside. Get that highlighted area right there. The Latins is the white man, by the way. Read that part.
The Latins gave the name Africa.
They later became known as the Romans. Read it again.
The Latins gave the name Africa to the region around Carthage and Utica.
That's where Africa came from. The white man put that name there. So I'm an African. You speak quiet. We got to go back to the name God calls us. The hell is this? Thank you, IT. Where are we going?
Micah chapter 1 and 1. Yes, sir. Micah chapter 1, verse 1.
Let's go.
The word of the Lord that came to Micah the Moorishite.
The Micah the Moorishite. Okay, teacher of the Moors. Go back. Give me that next one. Jeremiah 26, verse 18.
Jeremiah chapter 26 and verse 18. Micah the Moorishite prophesied in the days of Hezekiah, king of Judah, and spake to all the people of Judah, saying, thus saith the Lord of hosts, Zion shall be plowed like a field, and Jerusalem shall become heaped, and the mountain of the house as the high places of a forest.
Give me 2 Chronicles 3, verse 1, to show you that that hill of the Moorishites was part of Jerusalem.
2 Chronicles chapter 3 and verse 1.
Come on!
Then Solomon began to build the house of the Lord at Jerusalem in Mount Moriah.
In Mount Moriah, meaning Moors right there, black again. Go ahead.
Where the Lord appeared unto David his father,
mm-hmm,
in the place that David had prepared in the threshing floor of Ornan the Jebusite.
Right. So Moorishite was built by the Moors. And go back, raise it up. Raise that up. I like what they wrote. Raise that up, IT. Put that on the screen. Put it back on the screen. Yep. And read that Moorishite right there was built by the Moors.
Moserath. Thank you. Moserath was built by the Moors in the desert of Paran in the land of Amalek. It was the ancient encampment of Israel in the days of Moses.
Mm-hmm.
In the Moorish War of Adel in Africa, some of the books of Moses were burnt.
Watch this next part, what we read.
Moriah, a hill adjacent to Jerusalem.
So Moriah was a hill adjacent to Jerusalem.
On the northeast.
Mm-hmm.
Here Abraham offered his son. Genesis chapter 22. When Solomon built the temple on it, it became included in the city.
Okay. Spain. Stop right there. Play that.
They don't teach you that the Moors were Africans that went into Europe in 710.
Pause. Now we know those Moors were Israelites. Africa was a term that came way later, just like the term Moors came later. Go back.
They don't teach you that the Moors were Africans that went into Europe in 710 AD. They don't tell you that these Africans brought universities into Europe. They brought soap into Europe. They brought a very special water. that was to disinfect you when you were sick. They called it Al-Kul. Al, in the Islamic language, brings forward a concept of something sacred. Al-Kul, holy waters. You use it. It's called alcohol. Rubbing alcohol. They brought that. They brought strawberries into Europe. They brought olives into Europe. They brought grapes into Europe. They taught Europeans how to make wine. Now you drink Italian wine and you think Italians invented that?
Mm-hmm. Even the game of chess. The Moors brought the game of chess. And everybody think the white man made that up. Mm-mm. The Moors did that. There was so much that our ancestors brought, okay? But remember, we were starting to rise up as a nation. Anytime we are set somewhere, we rise up. So what happens? The Lord allows Esau to conquer us. Okay, why? Because the Savior is who, brothers? Christ. If we could do it without Christ, then why would we need Christ? So most I go, you know, watch this. So when they conquered us, the white man conquered us, this is how they celebrate in Spain to this day. Play that. So they dress as Moors, black face, big red lips, like in a pause it. That cartoon a lot of y'all like, Dragon Ball Z. What's the fat black guy's name? Popo what? It's just Popo? Yeah, him. He's a Moor. That's what they're talking about. Yep, that's him right there. And you have your kids watching that. Daddy, do I look like that? No! It's all mockery. Mr. Popo. Mr. Popo. Mm-hmm. So go back to the video, IT. To the beginning again. So they celebrate them conquering us. And you know, black people go to Spain to this day and go, what is this about? I'm confused. What is this? Why are you doing blackface? You used to always remember, we ruled them, and that's why they said, Nate, we can never let them rise again. Y'all be forgetting, why did they destroy Black Wall Street? Our economy was better than theirs. It was 35 blocks. We had our own house. We had our own everything. They said, no, if we let this go on, they were going to take over everything. Drop dynamite on them niggas. That's what they did. The same with Rosewood. The same with Lake Lanier. We were doing better than them. So they bombed us with dynamite and killed us, pushed us out of our homes, and they took our lands and property. Okay? And to this day, some of you, what did we do to them? We didn't do anything. You better check the history.
That's right.
Esau, no, the white man know what happened. These damn niggas used to rule us. Never let them rise up again. Never let them rise up again. Okay? So the Moors were conquered, scattered. Many were sent to Africa. They sent many. We've read books on that. Sent to Africa, Brazil, and North America. Give me Psalms 137 and verse 7. North America. I'm talking about North America.
Psalms chapter 137 and verse 7.
Come on!
Remember, O Lord.
Remember, O Lord.
The children of Edom in the day of Jerusalem, who said, race it, even to the foundation thereof.
Think about it. This is King David. When he ruled, Babylon wasn't in power, but he saw a vision of the destruction of the nation of Israel. Read again, Yuri.
Remember, O Lord, the children of Edom in the day of Jerusalem, who said, Race it, destroy it, even to the foundation thereof.
That's what the Edomites did when they burned down that temple. Go ahead.
O daughter of Babylon.
What I want y'all to see there, he calls Edom the daughter of Babylon because they assisted the Cushite Babylonians. Go ahead.
O daughter of Babylon, who art to be destroyed.
The prophecy is that they are to be destroyed. The daughter of Babylon is prophesied to be destroyed. Go ahead.
Happy shall he be that rewarded thee as thou hast served us.
Go ahead.
Happy shall he be that taketh and dasheth thy little ones against the stone.
That's what they did to our children. Now, Zechariah 2. Remember I said those Moors that were conquered, some were taken to Africa, back to Africa as slaves, and then transported to Brazil and North America. which and they're all Israelites. Zechariah 2 and 6.
Zechariah chapter 2 and verse 6.
Remember who Esau was called the daughter of what, brothers? Okay, Zechariah 2 and 6.
Ho, ho, come forth and flee from the land of the north.
North America, go ahead.
Saith the Lord, for I have spread you abroad as the four winds of the heaven.
For I have spread thee abroad as the four winds of heaven. Go ahead.
Saith the Lord, deliver thyself, O Zion.
Deliver thyself, O Zion.
That dwelleth with the daughter of Babylon.
That dwelleth with the daughter of Babylon. Benjamin does not dwell with the daughter of Babylon. They're an island. Nice, pleasant island. Levi does not dwell with the daughter of Babylon. Give me that in Psalm 78, 68. That's why all the tribes make fun of Judah, said, we got places to go back to when we want to run. Y'all got no place to go. Why? Because Judah dwells with the daughter of Babylon. Not you? Okay, I understand. Come on.
Psalms chapter 78, verse 68. Let's go. But chose the tribe of Judah, the Mount Zion.
The Mount Zion.
Which he loved.
Which he loved. Go back to Zechariah 2 and 7.
Zechariah chapter 2, verse 7. Deliver thyself, O Zion.
Now we know that that Zion there is Judah. Deliver thyself, O Judah.
That dwelleth with the daughter of Babylon.
That dwells with the daughter of Babylon. That dwells with Edom. Go ahead.
For thus saith the Lord of hosts.
Edom in North America. Go ahead.
For thus saith the Lord of hosts. After the glory hath he sent me unto the nations which spoiled you.
Mm-hmm.
For he that toucheth you.
He that touches you.
Toucheth the apple of his eye.
Touches my favorite. Go ahead.
For behold, I will shake my hand upon them.
I will shake my hand upon them.
And they shall be a spoil to their servants.
And Edom shall be a spoil to us. We're the servants here. Go ahead.
And ye shall know that the Lord of hosts hath sent me.
Now, all understand this. We know that all Judah is not in North America. Give me that in Isaiah 11 and 12 real quick. Isaiah chapter 11, verse 4. Because people hear his teaching go, you're saying all Judah is in North America. No, that's not what we're saying. Just like we know all Levi is not on the island of Haiti. We know that all Benjamin is not on the island of Jamaica or Trinidad. We know that. Read that, Yuri.
Isaiah chapter 11 and verse 12. And he shall set up an ensign for the nations and shall assemble the outcasts of Israel and gather together the dispersed of Judah from the four corners of the earth.
You see that Israel and Judah were scattered worldwide. Zechariah is pointing out a remnant of Judah that's in North America. Does everybody understand that? Now, what's so special about this group here in North America? Oh, you're going to find out. The house of David is here.
That's right.
You're going to find that thing out. That's right. Give me that civil rights book of the civil rights. Read that, Yuri.
Civil rights, 1959.
Why are they so hard on Judah here opposed to Judah scattered elsewhere? Well, let's find out in this book. Go ahead.
Hearings before the Subcommittee on Constitutional Rights of the Committee on the Judiciary, United States Senate.
Okay. When was this published, Yuri? What's
1959.
1959. Now let's go inside the next page. Nope, I want the title. Y'all see the title? Read the title.
American Negro Problems.
American Negro Problems. Now let's read the highlighted section.
At the same time, the Negro question in the United States of America.
Remember, you got Negroes in Jamaica, Haiti, Africa, Saudi Arabia. Negroes is everywhere. Judah's everywhere. Southern kingdoms everywhere. But it's pinpointing something about the American Negro. Go ahead.
At the same time, the Negro question in the United States of America must be treated in its relations to the huge Negro masses of farmers and workers oppressed and exploited by white imperialism in Africa and South America.
Mm-hmm.
The Negroes of the United States are the most advanced section of the Negro population.
So wait a minute. The white man examined all the Negro populations and they said the American Negro in the United States is the most advanced. Go ahead.
The Negroes of the United States are the most advanced section.
Hey, can I say something about that? Read that again about the most advanced.
The Negroes of the United States are the most advanced section of the Negro population of the world and can play a decisive role in helping and leading the liberation movement of the Negro colonies.
So, let me tell you guys something, right? Remember, if I'm not mistaken, I think King Nebuchadnezzar doing when they come against Judah. They took them, they got the one that took among us was the one that the most educated one.
Mm-hmm.
That they took the best out of the best. So Esau is not stupid. Esau know that history. I'm gonna give you an example. We was in Ghana. We went to the castle. What you call it again?
Elmina? Elmina Castle.
Elmina Castle. The guy who was giving us the tour, he actually said that. He said, you guys never ask why the American black is more advanced. He said, because they took the best. When they come to Africa, the one they took over in Africa, they took the best of them. In other words, they left the ones that's why you see Africa is always behind. That's what he's saying. For a good example of that, you notice right after slavery, the blacks here, what they did,
right.
And they didn't even give them reparation yet.
Right.
In a matter of years, how they advance. That's what Bishop said earlier, how they come and drop bomb, destroy them.
Right.
Those, because those blacks, those slaves, they were not regular. They were more advanced. The one they left behind, they was not. That's why you see the continent of Africa the way it is.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you see the blacks over here the way they are. Yeah. That's what they're saying. Yeah. Esau know that history.
Hey, get that, Jerry. We're going to come back to this. Hold that. Keep it on the screen. Daniel 1, 3, and 4. This is what Deacon Malachi was talking about.
The book of Daniel. Chapter 1 and verse 3.
Bring
and the king spake unto Ashpenaz, the master of his eunuchs, that he should bring certain of the children of Israel and of the king's seed and of the princes, children in whom was no blemish, but well favored and skillful in all wisdom and cunning and knowledge and understanding science, and such as had ability in them to stand in the king's palace, in whom they might teach the learning and the tongue of the Chaldeans.
So that's what Deke was saying. Esau did the same thing. They didn't take any old black. They said, no, we need the best ones and put them in North America. That's what they did. Let's go back to this reading up here. Yuri?
Within the Negro population of the United States, the Negro working class is destined to be the vanguard of all liberation movements and may become the vanguard of the liberation movement of the Negro peasant masses on an international scale.
Y'all see that? That's why Esau always got his eye on the American blacks. That's why people ask, Canada and Europe have free Medicaid, what would they call it? Healthcare. They said, why not in America? They said, they don't want the American blacks to get it. They don't want them to get that. Because that group here is more dangerous than all the other groups where the blacks are. Give me the next page. This is why they, sisters, y'all just let your boys run out. The white man got his eyes on your sons. They know that what stock they come from. Read that.
The Negro question in the United States must be treated in its relation to the general international Negro problem.
Jump down.
A strong Negro movement in the USA will be able to influence and direct the Negro movement in all those backward parts of the world where the Negroes are oppressed by the various imperialist powers.
You see what they're calling all the other places? Backwards parts of the earth. They said, but the American Negro, that's Judah. Give me that. Zechariah 12 and 7.
Come on!
That's why the Lord said this. And this history, y'all should be proud of it. Some of y'all might be sucking your teeth mad, but don't be mad. Be glad. Give me that, Zechariah right. 12 and 7.
Zechariah chapter 12 and verse 7. The Lord also shall say the tents of
Judah. You got sisters with black boys, and the father was no damn good, but he's still of good stock. She's looking for a white man now. You better be glad your daddy's a Negro.
That's right.
Come on, there's still hope for him.
Yeah.
Read that, Yuri.
The Lord also shall say the tents of Judah first.
You're going to raise the tents of Judah. That's what the white man knows. It ain't Judah over in Africa. It ain't Judah in Saudi Arabia. It's Judah here. So I'm going to raise them up first. Everybody understand that? Deuteronomy 33, I think it's 10. Hear, Lord, the voice.
Yes, sir.
And this is what they said. The American Negro is the one that's going to lead all them backwards blacks. Read that.
Deuteronomy chapter 33 and verse 7. And this is the blessing of Judah. And he said, hear, Lord, the voice of Judah, and bring him unto his people.
See, that Judah's going to be the one teaching and preaching, and he's the one going to know where the tribes are. Everybody understand that? Go ahead.
Let his hands be sufficient for him,
uh-huh,
and be thou an help to him from his enemies.
That's good. Put that on the screen, IT. What book is this? Oh, Deacon Ithan sent this. American Economic Association. Read that.
In view of these facts, it is probable that the Negro stock landed in America was physically superior to the average of that left behind.
Damn! Nope. We didn't write that. White man wrote that. The books we read and white folks wrote this stuff. They examined all the blacks. And wherever their slaves was, they said, that American Negro right there, them's the ones.
Come on.
Go ahead.
No doubt, many were permanently broken in health, but it could not have been so with any large proportion, or the trade could not have flourished as it did. It is probable that the great majority, being by nature the soundest and strongest, quickly recovered and transmitted to their offspring their congenital quality.
That's why I said, you sisters, you had a no good man, but your son is of that good stock right there. You better thank God. The hell is this? See, they ain't clapping. They don't give a damn. They said their son is a no good nigga like their daddy was. That's the mentality of a lot of these women. My son ain't no damn good because their daddy was no damn good.
Damn.
I don't know what's wrong with some of your sisters. Let's go back. Where we at, Yuri? Revelation 11 and 8.
Yes, sir.
Hey, give me that one in Ecclesiasticus. I got to find it. About good stock. Where was that? 26:19. Give me that.
Ecclesiasticus chapter 26.
A lot of you black women don't understand this.
In verse 19.
Come on.
My son, keep the flower of thine age sound,
mm-hmm,
and give not thy strength to strangers.
Don't give your strength to other nations or wicked women. Go ahead.
When thou hast gotten a fruitful possession through all the field, sow it with thine own seed.
Sow it with thine own race. Watch this.
Trusting in the goodness of thy stock.
Trusting in the goodness of thy stock. These Negroes, that's some good stock right there. Some of you be all ashamed. I'm just a Negro. What the hell is wrong with you? Read.
So thy race.
You didn't know the word race was in the Bible? In terms of ethnicity, in terms of your nationality. Read that part again.
So thy race, which thou leavest, shall be magnified, having the confidence of their good descent.
Having confidence of their good descent. This is what your sons and daughters got to know. Let me run around giving their seed to any old thing out there in the world. Okay, let's go back. Revelation 11 and 8. That was some good stuff right there. Yes.
This is why, listen, do not hold your breath. Esau is not going to give you reparation.
Right.
Esau is not stupid.
Exactly.
That's not going to happen. Think about it. After slavery, we didn't have no reparation.
Right.
How the hell we were so advanced? You actually think Esau is going to give you reparation now so you can took off? That's not going to happen. Esau's not stupid.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Remember, we had great societies without getting reparations. And the white man said, well, how the hell is that possible? Well, Chuck, we got to drop dynamite on them and kill them, but we need a reason why. Hey, Mary Lou, say one of them Negroes over there whistled at you. Yeah. Yeah, he tried to rape her. Let's bomb him. Let's kill him. That's what they did to us. They did all, even Seneca Village in Central Park destroyed us over there. And we were able to build things without white folks. Today, some of you think we can't do it without them. That's why you hear Christians say, if the white man ain't going to be in heaven, I don't want to be there. We can't live without the white man. You hear that? What's that pastor's name in Harlem? Pastor Manning. If Jesus was a nigger, heaven would be a ghetto. We can't live without the white man. We need him to guide us, to teach us. No, we don't. What? Say it on the mic.
That's one Negro that just make my blood boil. Mm-hmm. He said, y'all are good for nothing. Your Negroes don't build nothing. You don't support nothing. You're good for nothing. Negro.
That's him right there. That's him right there. Pastor man. Oh, God. That dude right there, Yuri, where we at? Where we at?
Revelation chapter 11 and verse 8.
Yes, go ahead.
And their dead bodies shall lie in the street of the great city, which spiritually is called Sodom and Egypt.
So now, read it again, Yuri.
And their dead bodies shall lie in the street of the great city.
We want the name of the great city, Yuri. Revelation 14 and 8.
Revelation chapter 14 and verse 8.
What is the biblical name of the great city? Go ahead.
And there followed another angel saying, Babylon is fallen. It's fallen. That great city.
Babylon is that great city. So when we go back to Revelation 11 and 8, Yuri.
And their dead bodies shall lie in the street of the great city.
Now, we're not physically dead, but mentally, spiritually, we are a dead race of people. Give me that precept in Proverbs. Yuri, you know what I want, right?
Yes, sir.
Because I don't, but just find it for me.
Yes, sir.
Proverbs chapter 21, verse 16.
Mm-hmm.
The man that wandereth out of the way of understanding.
We wandered out of the way of understanding God's laws. Go ahead.
Shall remain in the congregation of the dead.
We are the congregation of the dead. Get Baruch 4. I don't know if it's verse 1, but it's hear now the prayers. Watch this. Yuri, you got it?
Baruch chapter 3 and verse 4.
Thank you.
O Lord Almighty, thou God of Israel, hear now the prayers of the dead Israelites.
He was calling us the dead Israelites. We're not physically dead, but spiritually we are a dead race of people. Filled with hatred, filled with adulteries, filled with pornographies, some of child molesters, drug dealers, drug users, drug abusers. We're a dead race. We hate each other. Can't get along. That's why it's calling us dead Israelites. Go back, Yuri.
Revelation chapter 11 and verse 8.
Come on!
And their dead bodies shall lie in the street of the great city, which spiritually is called Sodom.
This ain't the real Sodom, but this is a spiritual Sodom. Babylon the Great, which is the United States of America, is a spiritual Sodom. You have same-sex marriages here, transgenderism here, all kind of filth is here. Bestiality is here. What the hell is going on here? Go ahead, Yuri.
And Egypt.
This ain't the real Egypt here, but this is a spiritual Egypt. That's why in the back of your dollar bill, nobody knows why, the pyramid is there. The Egyptian pyramid is there with the all-seeing eye of Horus there at the top. The all-seeing eye. Bottom of it says 1776. Bottom in Latin says Novus Ordo Seclorum, New Order Seclorum, or secular, New World Order. That's what it means. Anuit Coeptus, I'm trying to remember. Who remembers? Our enterprise of success. That's it. Anuit Coeptus. Read on, Yuri.
Where also our Lord was crucified.
Our Lord was crucified in Jerusalem. This ain't real Jerusalem here, but this is a spiritual Jerusalem. Because why? Our people hate the real biblical Christ, that black Christ. They hate his guts. They want him dead. They hate his teachings of the law. They hate that. So they want, what do they want? They want a white Jesus, who teaches love for everybody. If it feels good, just do it. That's what they want. Remember they said, we have no God but Caesar. That's Caesar Bogeus. We don't want that black Christ that's in that Bible. That's our own people do that. Revelation 17 and 5, please.
Revelation chapter 17 and verse 5.
IT, put number 12 up on the screen. Oh, and you should have the Statue of Liberty as well, IT, down there at the bottom. Okay, read that.
And upon her forehead was a name written.
And upon her forehead. Read above it.
Verse 4. And the woman was arrayed in purple
mm-hmm.
and scarlet color and decked with gold and precious stones and pearls, having a golden cup in their hand, full of abominations and filthiness of a fornication.
Go ahead.
And upon her forehead was a name written.